Good morning, folks, and welcome to all of our Oxcom members, as well as all amateur stations that are listening. This is our monthly on-air net for Clatsop County Auxiliary Communications on February 4th at 9:30 a.m. Once again, today's net control station is Whiskey 5 Mike Bravo, and my name is Mike. I will now take station check-ins, beginning with Warrington and Hammond. Warrington and Hammond, one more time. Come now. Okay, we'll come back to that. How about Gearhart and Seaside?
In Gearhart, Alpha Golf 7, Juliet, Juliet.
Good morning, Mike. This is Kilo November 0, Lima, Lima, in Gearhart.
Morning, Mike. This is Laura, Kilo Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot, Quebec, and Seaside.
Good morning, Lima. This is Doug Berger, Kilo Echo 7, Tango Alpha Alpha, Winston, Arizona.
Okay, we'll hold it there and recognize Alpha Golf 7, Juliet, Juliet, Jeff. Kilo Echo 7, Tango Alpha, Alpha, Doug. Kilo Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot, Quebec, Laura. And Kilo November 0, Lima, Lima, Robin. Any others in Gearhart and Seaside?
November 7, Juliet Echo Delta, North Gearhart.
Okay, Steve, it's good to have you back online, and welcome to our meeting today, November 7, Juliet Echo Delta. We'll move on now to Cannon Beach and Arch Cape.
Good morning, Mike. This is Kilo 7 Foxtrot Whiskey, Day All in Arch Cape.
So Echo 7, Tango Alpha Charlie, 7 Arch Cape.
Okay, I've got two and one that didn't hold the repeater. Let's go with recognized Kilo 7 Foxtrot Whiskey Dale and Kilo Echo 7 Tango Alpha Charlie Tim. Anyone else in Cannon Beach and Arch Cape? Okay, nothing heard. I'm going to move on to Astoria. Come now, please.
November 7, Whiskey Romeo Delta at Astoria.
This is Whiskey 6, Golf Kilo Delta, Brian in Astoria.
Okay, we'll hold it there. I've got Alpha Golf 7, Foxtrot Echo Ralph, and November 7, Whiskey Romeo Delta Ed. Whiskey 6, Golf Kilo Delta, Brian. Any others in Astoria? Come now.
Alpha Alpha 1, Foxtrot Victor, Frank, Astoria.
Okay, Frank, Alpha Alpha 1, Foxtrot Victor, recognized at a tick mark. We'll move on to Napa Swenson in Westport. This is Whiskey 5, Mike Bravo, net control for today. My name is Mike. We're going to move on to Central Clatsop County, and that's where I'm at. Whiskey 5, Mike Bravo. Any others in Central Clatsop County? Somebody trying to check in. Whiskey Alpha 7 Tango Echo Mike, is that you? Coming in on your handheld, I'll give you another shot at that.
Whiskey Alpha 7 Tango Echo Mike with November 7 Whiskey Romeo Alpha.
Okay, I've got Whiskey Alpha 7 Tango Echo Mike, Don, and November 7 Whiskey Romeo Alpha Terry. Any others in Central Putnam County? All right, we'll do a wrap up around Clatsop County for any later missed. Give me your home location and then your call sign. Come now.
Hi, good morning from Warrington. This is Whiskey Alpha 7, Whiskey India Whiskey. Bob, no traffic.
Good morning, Seaside. Kilo Echo 7, Uniform Kilo Delta. John, no traffic.
Okay, I'll recognize Whiskey Alpha 7, Whiskey India Whiskey. Bob. And Kilo Echo 7 Uniform Kilo Delta John. Any others in Clatsop County that would like to check in? We'll move across the river and see if anybody in, is listening in Washington. I'm just going to open that up to the state of Washington. Come now.
Med Control, this is Alpha Alpha 7, Echo November, Ellen in Long Beach, and I have no traffic.
Med Control recognizes Alpha Alpha 7, Echo November, Alpha Alpha 7, Echo November, Ellen. Any others in Washington before we move on to the agenda? Okay, nothing heard. Let me shuffle a couple of pieces of paper here, and we'll get started in on the agenda for today. Okay, this is Whiskey 5, Mike Bravo, Net Control, for today's Oxcom Monthly on-air meeting. And as far as old business goes, I just wanted to mention that Whiskey Alpha 7 Tango Echo Mike and myself are continuing to maintain the radios at both the EOC Cap Rylea and the alternate EOC 800 exchange. And much appreciated for Don's efforts in that. He makes trips out there even when I'm not available, so well done. Moving on to other topics. Don has programmed a new Windows 11 computer for 800 Exchange. We have it located there now, as well as newly programmed Waxom radios. We did find a problem with not having cables for packet and pack door so that we can send WinLink messages. I believe I've got the packet cable sorted out now. But we're still in need of a HF cable, I believe, so that we can get started on packet and pack door. Any questions on that? Okay, we held our volunteer appreciation get together on January 21st at the log classroom on Camp Rylea. And the attendance was 23. I appreciate everybody that came along to that. It was fun and informative. Any questions on that? Okay, moving on to our monthly net participation figures for January. Oxcom had 173 check-ins, averaging 35 persons per week. The Women Ham operators had 65 check-ins, averaging 13 persons per week. And the Stars group in Seaside had 44 check-ins, averaging 11 persons per week. Any questions on that? OK, Okay, nothing heard there. Christopher didn't hear check in. I'm going to see if K7LSP is on station. Okay, nothing heard there. We'll move on to county repeater updates. Dale, K7FW, anything to report?
Sure, this is K7FW. I've got a couple items I can mention. One is that the Sunset Empire Group is planning to purchase another digital repeater that's going to replace the 44925 up at Begler. Kind of an upgraded version of what's up there now, and the plan is not be linked at this time, so it'd be 44925 standalone and operating primarily in this digital mode. And we're continuing to tinker with the Nikolai repeater, hope to improve its performance a bit, ongoing thing. Cannon Beach repeater, UHF repeater in Cannon Beach, is currently linked to Megler because of some power problems at Arch Cape due to the normal winter power problems. Unfortunately, the link to Megler is not a nice straight shot. There's a big mound of rock in the way, so the quality is not all that great. So I'm planning on switching it back to Arch Cape. And that will improve the performance of the UHF in Cannon Beach. And the Arch Cape has been doing pretty well for the last 2 weeks, keeping batteries charged. Yesterday was cloudy. We only made about 20 amp hours, not as much as we need. But over the last couple weeks, we've been getting about 60 amp hours most days, and that keeps us fully charged. So I'm hoping the good weather kind of continues. And lastly, we just received a 12-foot shipping container that's going to be used to house radio equipment and a generator for Arch Cape, replacing the really cramped building we have now and also giving us a generator, which will be fantastic in the wintertime. So it'll be quite a bit of work building that out. We've got to do some woodwork, framing it and whatnot to house all this stuff. If there's anyone interested in doing some work on that, it'd be great if you were down a little bit towards the south part of the county. It'd be more convenient. But anyway, if anyone's interested in doing some work on that, when we do some construction, just give me a shout. You can reach me if you look at the W7BU.club webpage or find me on the net. Just give me a shout. Let me know if you'd like to help out. I'll get you on a list. That's it for me. If there are no questions, we'll turn it back to the net. This is K7FW.
Roger that, Dale. Thanks for all the work that the entire CERC group does for maintaining the repeater systems and everything else you do for the county. Any questions for Dale before we move on?
K7LSP, late check-in.
Fantastic, Christopher, K7LSP. And I'll get a tick mark on you on the sheet, and I'll ask you if you've got anything to report on website improvements.
Yeah, I'd like to mention that Laura Van Nortwick gave a really wonderful presentation of her introduction and how she got involved in ham radio at the appreciation dinner, or at the appreciation meeting, and I went ahead and posted it on our website. It's on the front page. Anybody who missed it, didn't get that nice presentation, can check out the website and read it. It's very nice, wonderful. This is K7LSP.
Okay, Christopher, thank you for that report. Is there any questions for Christopher? All right, the next item for those that are signed up with the to receive our mail outs as far as email goes, I've listed 12 items for our year at a glance. It was requested at that appreciation get together that perhaps it would be good to see what the whole year looked like instead of just 1 month at a time, so there could be some pre-planning going on. And my intention is not to read every one of these, because if you're a part of the email group, you have it in front of you on screen or in print, or have access to it. Anyway, if there's anyone out there that would like for me to go through these 12 items, I'd surely do that. I'll stand by for comments. All right, hearing none, I'm assuming the no contest is I don't have to go through those things individually, so I'm good with that. Moving on to training and licensing, Mike, KA7SGB, is in charge of training, and he has a class coming up March 10th and 11th in Seaside. The details are available on W7BUHAMS.club under training. I know that Ellen, AA7EN, is still listening in, coming in by EchoLink. So, Ellen, I'll ask you if you'd like to say anything about training or about testing. Come now.
Thank you. Basically, all I've got is what you have in the meeting announcement. This is Alpha Alpha 7, Echo November, Ellen. We are going to do testing of all levels at the end of that class, which will be late afternoon on Saturday the 11th. If you are wanting to do an upgrade, please let me know so I can be sure I have the right number of examiners who are amateur extras. AA7EN.
Ellen, could you remind me of the location of that again? Clatsop County College Extension or something. What's in the title of that?
Alpha Alpha 7EN, yes, it will be at the Clatsop Community College South Campus, which is 1455 North Roosevelt Drive in Seaside, which is that's 101 going through Seaside. It's on the north side, on the east side of 101. I'm going to say it's between 12th Street and Broadway. I'm almost, it might be just north of 12th Street now that I've said that. It's somewhere in that vicinity, but it's fairly obvious if you're looking on the east side of the street as you go through town.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
This is Alpha Golf 7, Juliet. It is the first building just north of the Seaside Cinema there, and it probably is right across from 16th Street, 16th, I don't think, comes through 17th and 15th. It's between where those would hit the highway. Over.
Yeah, roger that, Jeff. It's quite easy to find, and it's well marked, at least on the front of the building. But for anybody wanting to test or upgrade, train, test, or upgrade, best to look on W7BUHAMS.club and get some information there so that you can get an email to either Mike, KA7SGB, or Ellen, A7EN. Any questions? Okay, for the good of the order, is there any questions from or comments from the group? I'll even take late check-ins Come now, this is Whiskey 5, Mike, Mike Bravo, net control for today's net. So, any late check-ins or comments coming in? All right, hearing nothing there, I'm good with that. So I'm going to close the meeting. This is Clatsop Auxiliary Communication Net Control, Whiskey 5, Mike, Mike Bravo, closing the net at 9:54 a.m. and releasing the repeater frequencies to normal amateur operation. Thank you all for participating, and have a great day.